Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Panorama senior Luke South about his acceptance to the United States Military Academy at West Point. How about you share a bit about yourself and what grade you're in?
My name is Luke South. I'm a senior at Panorama High School. I play football, baseball, I'm wrestling this year, and I run track. I'm the president of NHS here and the vice president of state TSA, and I'm also involved in Special Olympics. I help out with that too.
So you're the vice president on the state board of directors for TSA?
Yes.
And of course that stands for?
The Technology Student Association.
What got you interested in attending a military school?
It's kind of a funny story. So it was probably about second grade. I was watching a football game between Army and Air Force. And I was like, Mom, those are some pretty sweet uniforms. Who are they? And she explained to me what a military academy is and what a service academy is. So ever since then, I've wanted to join. I wanted to go to one.
Do you have any family background, you know, other relatives who have military experience?
No, but my cousin is in the Marines, is the only military background my family has.
And so why did you choose to apply to West Point?
I wanted to be surrounded by ambitious people that have strive for greatness as well in their academic careers as well as being athletic and fit. So I think it'd be a good fit for me to be surrounded by people like myself.
What are your career interests, what you would want to pursue after or while studying at military school?
For sure. If I did happen to graduate from West Point, hopefully, I would become an officer in the Army, and I'd want to further my military career that way. And then after that, I was hope to pursue a career as a CIA agent out east.
If you're not accepted to West Point, are there other post-secondary schools you're interested or kind of other routes you would pursue?
Luckily, I did just get accepted in December, so I will be pursuing that. But I did look into ROTC programs at Iowa State and Iowa, so that's where I would have done if I didn't get in.
So you did get accepted to West Point.
Yep.
Mom left that out. Could have mentioned that. Well, congratulations. That's a great honor. But how did it feel to get nominated by Senator Joni Ernst for your application?
It was great, and it really helped a lot. I had one nomination from my commander at the Iowa National Guard in Camp Dodge in Johnston, Iowa. But then her nomination from a senator obviously helps a lot because then it's not just my commander, it's also another person that doesn't know me as well, saw that I could do it and nominated me.
Sure.
So it was great.
And so how long was the application process start to finish, and did you have to do any kind of interviews with the school?
So I started the application before I left for basic training this summer, or last summer, I guess. And then when I got back, I finished it probably September, November-ish. Yeah, I went through, I had interviews, I wrote letters myself, like why I wanted to go there and questions they asked, and then I got recommendation letters from teachers, coaches, and community members that know me.
Basic training, you mentioned, is that some sort of requirement to even apply to school?
No, I pursued a already enlisted nomination, so I'm already in the Iowa National Guard, so then that allows me to fill spots that aren't usually taken up by other applicants because I'm already in the Army.
So what was that basic training like?
There was some fun, and there was definitely some not-so-fun stuff, but in the end, it was definitely worth it.
So now that you've been accepted, what does the rest of the school year look like for you and in prepping for school?
So I'll finish high school, graduate, have a little summer to train and get ready, and then July 15th is my report date to the prep school for the United States Military Academy.
And you mentioned you want to work in the CIA. What about that sort of career interests you?
I'm a hands-on guy. I like to go out and do stuff. So I feel like if I was an agent in the CIA, it would include hands-on, going out and doing stuff as well as intellectual work. So I think it'd be good for me.
You're involved with TSA. What kinds of, things do you do for that? Do you think relates well to your career interests?
We have forensic science, which would relate directly to CIA, FBI work. But we also have problem solving and quiz bowl stuff that kind of works your mind and makes you think about stuff differently. So I think it'd be great. TSA has definitely helped me a lot for what I want to do with my career.
When you told your family, I want to apply for West Point, I want to try this, what did they think at the time?
My parents were huge supporters of it. They knew that it's a great path to take in life, and that would pretty much ensure that I would be successful if I do everything correctly. So they were huge supporters of it.
Anyone else you'd like to thank for helping you through the application process?
Sure. Just parents, family, friends, the United States Military Academy, like faculty and alumni. And then specifically Lyle Allenball has been probably the biggest supporter of mine in my military career. He was my former head coach, and then now he's just my neighbor in Linden. So he's been a huge supporter, and he's just a great guy.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Panorama Senior Luke South about his acceptance to the United States Military Academy at West Point. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.